branded deep into his forehead, was the mark of the malign, a Roman crime sign that scarred him for the rest of all time. The blue tattoo that numbered across his beaten skin was a stock code that let the slave traders know just what man-meat they were buying in. Around his neck hung a purveyor's plaque. It stated date of birth, net worth, and also that he was bad-tempered and prone to attack. Standing naked in chains and shaven of hair, he wore a skull cap that indicated sold a scene, buyer beware. He was captured in Bulgaria at the Battle of Black River. There he'd been sold in job lots, 50,000 a day at the Emperor's auction blocks. Due to muscle tone, strong teeth, and a good length of bone, he was then retailed to the gladiatorial school at Kapur, where he could truly begin to atone. The Romans maimed and murdered a million slaves a year. Spartacus, well, he was just another pleasure model destined for a short but very painful career. His wife and children had also been flogged off at the Forum, but as unskilled stock, they'd been felched and filched by the pimps for a very meagre sum. A Thracian heavyweight, Spartacus won his first contest, but he quickly realized his life would only last a couple more tournaments at best. He and his fellow doomed serfs decided not to swallow the bitter pills, but instead slaughtered the guards and retired to live la dolce vita in the Vesuvian hills. Without any brutal Roman law, they fast became opportunistic dogs of war, and their newly formed band of brigand was very successful in plundering and pillaging Italy's fruit-filled land. But as always happens, onto your once clear blue horizon, someone rolls out a wooden horse, a war machine, bearing Greek gifts from Poseidon. After 9 straight Spartak wins, Roman nil, the Rome Senate decided to employ a brand new manager, someone with a little more instinct for the kill. They chose Crassus. He lacked a lot in the way of military skill, but fortunately, he was the richest man in Rome, could easily afford to buy a brand new model army and foot the entire bill. Crassus came up with a brilliant, yet sadistic plan. He brought back decimation and murdered every 10th man. It worked an absolute treat. Come the battle, his army looked very lively on their feet and managed to find that old psychopathic streak. After winning what was a very long and blood-soaked day, Crassus had Spartacus and his slave army of 6,000 men crucified and neatly spaced out all along the Appian Way. Spartacus was sold as blood slave stock at the Black River Empire auction block. A good length of bone and muscle tone, the devil was ready for to make him atone. Naked in chains and shaved her hair, they carried a sign saying buyer beware. The blue tattoo numbered his skin, the Romans knew he carried a sin. But Spartacus was gonna make them pay for killing his kin on that Black River day. Spartacus was gonna bring them hell and kill them all with a rebel yell. The slave masses made the whip hands crack, and Spartacus was primed and ready to attack. The Romans murdered a million a year,
And Spartacus was in for a painful career. The first contest, a real bloodfest. He knew right there it was the very best. Didn't have much military skill, just a natural-born psychopath ready to kill. Yeah, Spartacus was gonna make him pay for killing his kin with the Black River there. Yeah, Spartacus was gonna bring them hell and kill them all with a rebel yell. Spartacus murdered his way to the hills. The senator swallowed the poison pill. Richest man in Rome footed the bill. He bought the legions that were ready to kill. He put together some sort of perfect plan and ordered the men to kill every man. A long and brutal, blood-soaked day, the crucified Spartacus in the old-fashioned way. Yeah, Spartacus was gonna make them pay for killing his kin on the Black River day. Yeah, Spartacus was gonna bring them hell and kill them all with a rebel yell. Yeah.